welcome to the lesson today. Let's get right into our lesson. In 2 Timothy, Paul said this to Timothy, "From a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works." The Holy Scriptures is not a systematic treaty on theology, history, science, or any other topic. The Scriptures are a revelation from God of His plan and His purpose as to the earth and to the human race. They were given to us at sundry times and in various manners. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost during a period of about 1600 years. Yesterday I spoke about some of the ways that God revealed Himself. I mentioned the fact God reveals Himself through His handiwork, the stars, the moon, the sun, and all of the order that's in the universe. God reveals Himself as the creator of all things. God revealed Himself in the past through His mighty miracles, such as parting the Red Sea, raining down angel food from heaven, bringing water out of a solid rock. He also revealed Himself in speaking to certain people throughout the ages. But if this revelation that God has given His people through these various ways, if all people are to have an opportunity to know God, there must be a way to preserve this revelation. There must be a way for this revelation to become available to all people. If this is not the case, then the passing of those persons or groups of people to which the revelation originally came, the revelation would be lost. Of course, this could be counteracted by repetition of the revelation to each person, and somehow preserving the revelation once given. But God has chosen a method that would preserve these revelations. He inspired men, holy men of old, gave them the inspiration to write His revelations down in a book. By inspiration, we mean that the Holy Spirit's activity of directing and guiding the writers of Scripture so that what they wrote was actually the Word of God, just what God wanted recorded. And the resulting documents carried the same authority and effect as if God Himself was speaking directly. There was a need for this written record. While in theory, the revelation might have been preserved by oral retelling, such a process has some defects. Anyone who has played the game where each person whispers a story to the next person in the chain, attempting to repeat it as accurately as possible. If you've ever played that game, you know the changes that can result in such a retelling. An accurate and reliable source of truth requires preservation in written form. We note the same claims of the Old Testament writers, that the Lord was expressing Himself through their message. So what indications do we have of such an influence actually present upon the biblical writers? We have two considerations. First is the testimony of the writers themselves and others regarding these writings. Second is the way in which New Testament persons, including Jesus himself, conceived of the Old Testament as God's genuine message. Let's look at the claims of the Old Testament writers themselves. Jeremiah prefaced his remarks by saying, "These are the words the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah," in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 4. And then again, Isaiah in chapter 8 and verse 11 says, "The Lord spoke to me." The same theme is repeated throughout the writings of all the prophets. When we read the scriptures, a distinction must be held between detail and focus. A picture may either have much or little detail and yet be sharply focused. So sometimes the Bible message is rather general, and at other times is quite specific. But either way, it is just what God wanted to convey. The historical accuracy of the Bible, the amazing fulfillment of predictive prophecy, and other evidence gives credit to this claim. This leads us to another issue, the issue of inerrancy. This issue has stirred a considerable amount of controversy within the church in recent years. I like what one layman said. He put it in the simplest form. If the Bible teaches it, can I believe it? The understanding of the person and the work of the Holy Spirit and the nature of biblical authority have received much attention in these last days, more than in the earlier centuries. Some will allege that the word inerrancy is not found in the Bible. It is true that the term does not appear in Scripture, but yet it is implied throughout the Bible. The Bible authority extends to such minute elements that Jesus could rest his argument on the possessive suffix of a noun. Jesus could say, "On the authority of the word, not one jot or tittle should pass from the law until it all be fulfilled." This being the case, it is inconceivable that the Bible should contain error. A God who is omniscient would not make a mistake. A God who is truth and truthful would not mislead. If the Bible gives this thorough expression of His will, then it is inconceivable that it should contain anything that's untrue. If I understand and believe that the Holy Scriptures were inspired of God, I am required to hold to the fact that the Bible is inerrant. When I claim that I believe that the Bible is inerrant, without error, does it mean that every statement must be true specifically? Does a statement that says that 7,000 soldiers were involved in a battle, does that mean there could not have been 6,999 or 7,005? Some seems to feel that this is required. I have discovered that the degree of details varies from one passage to another. Inerrancy does not mean that biblical statements may not involve approximations or rounded numbers or use the popular way of speaking, or that scientific matters may may not be described as they appear to the eye. If you would ask me that God has spoken untruths in order to deceive us, my answer is absolutely no.